Day 27, or January the 27th. Priestly clothes and ceremonies. Our thoughts today are rooted in Exodus chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. Have Aaron your brother brought to you from among the Israelites, along with his sons Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, so they may serve me as priests. Make sacred garments for your brother Aaron to give him dignity and honour. And the big picture surrounding these verses. One of the big projects in Exodus is the making of priestly garments, which would be used by all who were serving in the tabernacle and later in the temple itself. The priests were all descendants of Aaron. The high priest alone would wear the ephod and breastpiece, but King David wore the ephod on at least one occasion, as recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14. The ephod was made in two halves, clipped together, and had two precious onyx stones, each bearing the names of 6 of the 12 tribes. The high priest also wore a breastpiece, which was highly decorated with 12 precious stones, each one representing a tribe, and having the tribe's name engraved upon it. Having the names of the tribes on his clothing was a permanent reminder that he was representing all 12 of the tribes before God, every time he entered the tabernacle. And now our action step for today. It's very symbolic to learn that the high priest would have had a breastpiece that was decorated with 12 different precious stones. Each stone represented one of the 12 precious tribes of Israel. Every stone was different, just like the tribes. This is a great reminder that whilst we are all different, we are nevertheless all precious. The high priest was responsible to treat all the tribes fairly and equally. We should do the same with people both inside and outside the church. I realize that some people seem to go out of their way to make it hard to treat them the same as others who are very likable. But you don't have to be one of them. We are all precious in God's sight, and we must treat each other as if that were true.